Right now, it is time for us to check sports. And we'll start off with a college story. Penn State, Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. When all the furor and controversy erupted, when Papa Joe retired, people thought that the magnificent run of excellent football at Penn State was over. Well, not so. James Franklin was hired to coach Penn State. And guess what? The Penn State Board of Trustees signed a contract with him that's worth at least $75 million through the 2031 college football season. That's $7 million a year, plus retention bonuses of $500,000 each season and a $1 million annual loan for life insurance. Now, you have to understand, this sounds incredibly high, but in his 8 seasons as football coach, he has a 67-32 record, 7 bowl appearances in 8 years. In 2016, Penn State won the Big Ten championship. It's just amazing. And his first season, if it wasn't so poor, he would have an even better record. But so congratulations to him. And yes, it's a lot of money, but the football program at Penn State was always a very, very important financial program. So they recognized that, and they rehired him, which I think is pretty cool. Well, anyways, so that is the news out of Penn State. Now, let's move to the news for the New York Giants. The Giants yesterday parted ways with their offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett. He's been the offensive coordinator for one season plus this season. The team officially announced the firing. Freddie Kitchens, the assistant and former Cleveland Browns head coach, will take over the play calling duties. Quote, one of the things that motivated me to accept this position was the opportunity to help rebuild the Giants into a contending team, end quote. Garrett went on to say, we knew it would be many challenges. My expectations for our offense were much greater than our results have shown, and I accept full responsibility for that. Garrett was hired by Joe Judge ahead of the 2020 season after a 9-year run as the Dallas Cowboys head coach. So heads have begun to roll in the New York Football Giants organization. All right, so now let us move on to the NBA and see what happened in the NBA last night. Locally, the Knicks down the Lakers 106 to 100. Not too shabby, huh? Taking a look at action that might take place today with any of the local teams. The Nets take on the Celtics. That is at 7:30 this evening. And then coming up on Friday, the Knicks will be playing the Suns, and the Celtics taking on the Spurs. So it's a pretty busy Friday in the NBA. Switching over to the National Hockey League, Le Hockey de National. Taking a look at the games that were played yesterday. No local teams in action yesterday. Today, I'm looking around here, the Bruins take on the Sabres. The Rangers take on the Islanders. That sounds like it's going to be a fun game. The Bruins game also sounds like it'll be a fun game. And then on Friday, the Rangers take on the Bruins. That should be a fun slugfest as well. And the Devils will take on the Predators. And that's the way it all breaks out for the National Hockey League. So there you go. That is our check on sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.